Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hey there. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. You know, great week. We had Holy Week this week.
Very busy week.
Really fun, though. A lot of great things, and beautiful spiritual experience. You know, I was at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the broadcasting for radio and TV from St. Patrick's. It was fun.
So you had a good time.
I stayed with the Cardinal. It was great. I had a good time. You know, we pull a lot of antics together, you know.
Oh, no.
Dropping water balloons out of the... No, nothing like that. But it was really fun. Honestly, a very, very nice time. Had a great week, a great prayerful week. And hopefully, you know, for everyone else, they kind of made it a Holy Week somehow. Did you do anything to make it a Holy Week?
I don't know what you would consider making it a Holy Week.
Well, say a prayer. Do something different.
Kind of do that every day.
All right.
So. You know.
In essence, no.
But, in essence, no.
But you know what? Palm Sunday, you got the palm around. That's
yes,
good.
So, yes, you know, so we did that.
The reminders of something different. That's the important thing, right? So, and today, great day for church, you know, Easter, right?
Mm-hmm.
People will be piling in, and I like that too. You know what I wanted to ask you too? What's your favorite Easter candy?
What, Easter candy?
Yeah,
it's the bunny, and I was out looking for him, thinking I would get myself a bunny from
good
my
idea.
Mom.
Nice idea.
But I couldn't decide if I wanted the Godiva or this one or the Palmer or that one.
All right, so lots of bunnies.
Easter bunnies.
I like jelly beans.
Okay.
I'm a jelly bean man.
Did you get a bag?
No, not yet. But I'm going to somebody's house. I'm hoping that they do that, so please. But it's all about this power of Easter, the power of the resurrection, which is really, really what it's all about, and the depth of what that is, how it changes our lives. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, the power of the resurrection as we celebrate Easter together today in so many different levels. To start us off today on a show that celebrates the resurrection, here's Sting. This is called Brand New Day.
How many of you people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair? And how many times do you swear that you'll never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? And why would you want to put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Or could it be that what you need the most can leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street. Should you chance to meet, but that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. I don't return the clock to zero, honey. I'll sell the stock, we'll spend all the money. We're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock on the way back. I wonder if she'll take me back. I'm thinking in a brand new way.
Here's Sting, Brand New Day. Sure, that's what Easter's all about. And I love the fact that in the life of faith, there's a million brand new days, right? First of all, we have these big feasts, right? So we have, you know, Christmas is a brand new day. We have Easter is a brand new day. We also have like our liturgical year. Do you know when the new liturgical year starts? Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, another brand new day. And then, of course, we have the school year in September, another brand new day. January 1st, another brand new day. You know, and I think it's a reminder to us that there's always a chance to start again. And I love that. I love the fact that because of these big moments, you know, in the life of faith and even in our country and in our world, you know what? It's amazing that we have this opportunity to start over. We need that, right? Human beings need the ability to restart. You know, I know sometimes that happens with the computer, right? It starts to get all blocked up and stuff and too many things going on in the cache, they tell me. I don't even know what that is, but they say it. So if I restart, it's all good. You restart your phone, it all kind of realigns again. In our lives, I think we have to do the same thing every now and then. Restart. Restart our faith, restart our commitment to a faith-filled life in some way or another. All of that stuff, I think, makes a huge difference. Maybe this brand new day is a day to take a look at that and say, how can I make a difference now? What can I do about using my gifts to make a difference in the lives of others? You know, there's something really amazing about that. And that's maybe something to take a look at. Say, as the weather gets nice, you know, I'm going to do a few things and help out some people in my community. I'm going down to the church and see what they need help with. Those things can make a huge difference. And I think that's how we begin to feel good about ourselves. And this is how these days, like Easter, the power of the resurrection, begin to take root in our lives and change us forever. Hey, this band was just put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a real oldie, but I love this band. ELO, here's Mr. Blue Sky.
Let's go.
congratulations to ELO getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I remember meeting Jeff Lynne here in this very studio one time. He had a lot of hair. Still has a lot of hair. Incredible. Mr. Blue Sky, you know, it kind of reminds me that Easter is around the vernal equinox. It kind of falls around that, you know, after it, 40 days after, all of these kind of equations. So that, long story short, it always hits in spring. And so the season coincides with the feast. Isn't that great? Passover is the same way, so that we have sort of a all-encompassing feast here. It actually gets our senses going. So when you go outside, you're breathing air that's spring air. You feel kind of good with the freshness of the air, and it coincides with the freshness of this beautiful holiday. So there's something great about that. Not all of them have that, right? You know, it depends. You know, Christmas obviously falls on December 25th, but it could be a snowy day, it could be a cool day, a hot day, and you never know. But Easter is always going to be spring, and there's something really beautiful about that. So we recognize the power of the senses that we encounter on this day, too. When you go to church, you're going to smell all the flowers that are in there. You know, make sure you're aware of that, because that's part of new life. That's all part of what this season and this holiday is about. It calls us to recognize that. Now, you know, Easter's such a big deal that it doesn't go for just one day. Believe it or not, in the church, there's a season of Easter. It's actually 50 days long. So Easter was, Lent was 40, and this is 50 days long. We celebrate the great gift of Easter. I'll talk to you after this song about when Easter ends. That's going to be interesting, too. So stick around. It's Billy Joel here. We didn't start the fire.
Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, AIDS crack, Bernie gets hypodermics on the show.
Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. That's kind of true if you think about it. You know, we are part of this world now. We're here now, and there's something very, you know, beautiful and important about that. But we're not the only ones. You know, there'll be people after us. There were people before us. And in life, at some point or another, you kind of recognize that. You realize, like, you're part of something much bigger than you. And that's kind of a good thing. Sometimes we think the whole world and everything kind of focuses on us. But, like, we're here for a while. And while we're here, we got to do good things. And then, you know, we pass it on to the next generation. We pass it on to somebody else. That's kind of a very important component of life. And that's really a great thing to think about. Like, what's the legacy that you're going to leave? What's the legacy that you're giving to your kids, you're giving to your family? All of that stuff is such an important thing. And we leave an impression on this world, you know, and there's something beautiful about that. That's something really worth reflecting on. It's worth thinking about. Even on a day like today, the holiday tradition, you know, whatever your Easter holiday tradition is, there's something important about that. Your Passover tradition and how we pass it on in the family. Those are such important things. Like, traditions change over time, right? You know, we're not going around in a horse and buggy today, right? No, because, you know, now we have cars. Well, the same thing is true even about our dinner table. It's not the same people all the time. And, you know, sometimes it changes and it grows and develops, but hopefully all for good, that we're keeping some of the great traditions of gathering, the idea of praying. All of those things are so important. And the more we can do that, I think the more we preserve the fire, if you will, for the next generation. I really believe that's what God has called us to. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Dancing Days.
I'm
One of the nice things I think about Easter and that time of year that it comes with is that dancing days are here again, you know? You can get out again, right? We can start, you know, running. If you run, you can play in the softball league again. We can start to work out a little bit, go for walks outside. All these things change for us who live in the Northeast, you know? The rest of the country, you've probably been doing it all along, but there's something very interesting about that, you know? That we begin to become a little more mobile now. We begin to kind of change a little bit of the doldrum of the winter. Certainly, this country has known horrible weather, right? Rain and unbelievable tornadoes, terrible stuff. Hopefully now we begin to come out of that and we can start to see hope in the midst of it. You know, Sheldon and I always tease about the crocus, you know, but there's something really amazing about that, like how in the midst of the coldest winter, the harshest rain, the worst storms, you know, we could know, salt water everywhere, these little crocuses have this unbelievable ability to poke through the dirt and show themselves to us, you know. There's something really important about that, because to me, that's the sign of hope. That's one of the signs that God gives us to remind us that hope is really truly eternal, and that God's love for us is so important, so deep, that we really could never, ever be separated from it. It says in the book, to the letter to the Romans, you know, Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's so true in our lives, you know. So no matter what you've been through, you know, Easter Sunday's for you too. Even if it's a year where you lost somebody you love, it's still a powerful day, because we recognize that Easter is a triumph day for them and for you, ultimately, in our lives. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Beyond the palace, semi-barred drones scream down the board.
There's the boss, born to run. Well, that's true in our lives. We got to keep moving. You ever watch Gilligan's Island? One of the things that kills me about Gilligan's Island is, you know, they build the huts, they build the tables and chairs, they build all this stuff. Why didn't they just build a boat and get out of there, right? No, because it was all about being stuck, really, that show. You know, about being stuck and laughing at being stuck. But that's humanity. We laugh, but we're stuck sometimes, too. So this is a day kind of pushes us forward. The empty tune reminds us that, you know, we got to keep moving in our lives. We got to keep growing and developing. So maybe if it's, you know, we say, oh, I never celebrate Easter. Well, maybe this is your year to change that and begin to understand the power of what this resurrection is all about. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating Easter together. This is Steve Winwood back in the high life. that's kind of a choice we all have to make, you know, whether we want to, you know, change our life at some moment in our life. That's why we need these feasts, because I think a great gift of like Easter is that opportunity to say, yeah, you know what? I need a little resurrection in my life. You know, I need to kind of rise from the dead because this part of my life has been holding me back, or the anger and disappointment I have in my life, or my disappointment in somebody who hurt me, you know, has really been keeping me down. Well, look for like crocus life in your own life, you know, and see how resurrection touches you, how maybe new life is formed. Maybe, you know, the scab falls off and maybe there's a scar, but there's life underneath and there's new life there. So recognize the power of that and maybe celebrate that new life, because it's always there for us. God's mercy is never ending. And there's that great gift for that new life all the time, that new opportunity, that gift of hope that we're called to recognize. Here's the Traveling Wilburys. It's called Heading for the Light.
More than time on my hand, I was lost in the night with no sight of you. At a time it was so blue and lonely, heading for the light. Close to the edge, hanging by my fingernails, I roll and I tumble through the roses and the thorns.
Talked earlier about the senses being engaged this time of year, you know, and it's true. Holy Thursday is a wonderful celebration of the gift of service and the gift of the Eucharist. And matter of fact, if you look it up in John's Gospel, read the Last Supper account there. After dinner, Jesus gets up, he gets on his knees, puts on an apron, and he washes the feet of the apostles. Incredible thing. And even at Mass, we do the exact same thing on Holy Thursday, emulating that great gift of humble service, how important that is. Then the church is emptied, everything goes dark, and Good Friday is that very, very simple day where we remember the death of the Lord on the cross. And it's a very, very simple day. You can't have Mass on Good Friday. And so it's that stark church. It's all dark, and it's amazing. And then on Easter Saturday, the church is dark, but the candle comes in, that Easter Paschal candle. The vigil is celebrated, and the light breaks in again, and we go to the light. We literally go to the light. Something powerful about those days that we've gone through together. And if you're lucky enough to be able to utilize them and go to services those days, you really kind of get pulled from light to darkness and then boom, to the resurrection. It's really very, very moving. Here's Blues Traveler. This is called Conquer Me.
If I told you a secret, would you want to know more? I got a challenge, I hope you won't ignore. Conquer me, figure me out and set me free. I got 100 million things to show you, as many more to see.
Just a feeling invincible, but it happens.
sometimes things happen in our lives that seem inconquerable, right? We say, oh, how am I ever going to get through this? People step forward. God sends these angels into our lives, and they just help transform a bad situation into a good situation, right? Today's a day to be thankful to God for those people and to recognize the difference that they make, not only in our life, but in the lives of so many people. I know I was just up against it with some stuff in my own life, and these four guys, Dan and Gary, and then their pals Scott and Benny, came forward, and they kind of changed everything. And I want to thank them publicly, but also it's a good day to think about that in our own lives, you know? Like, we have so many people that we want to thank, to say a prayer to God for these people who jump in. God puts angels in our lives. We sometimes miss them. We sometimes don't see it. But this day, like Easter, is a day to remember that God is with us in so many ways and gives us help when we really need help. So if you need something conquered, you know, say a prayer and say, hey, send a little angel into me. Send somebody into my life to help make it better. Help give order to that which is disordered. And there's something powerful, once again, that will happen when we truly put all of our cares before God and ask for that help. Amazing things begin to transform. Hey, here's Van Halen. This is called Jump. is Van Halen called Jump. You know, and that's a good reminder because sometimes faith is all about that. I think in a lot of ways in our life, you know, we like to have things deduced, right? Like if you're going to go someplace, what do? You get the GPS going, whatever the app is that you like, Waze or, you know, Google Maps or whatever, and we hit it in and then it's kind of computed for us and we follow that path, you know? Faith isn't always that easy, is it? Sometimes faith, you know, is this kind of mysterious journey, like everything's going along fine, then all of a sudden, wow, there's a big bump in the road or there's a turn and things change rather dramatically. So there's a sort of leap of faith that's important in the life of faith that's kind of part and parcel of being a believer. It doesn't always go the way we plan. There is no GPS for our life, you know. There's a GPS to get from here to California, but there's no way to get, you know, through life kind of knowing what the next turn is. So ultimately in our life, it's about faith. It's about that leap. There's a great philosopher, Kierkegaard, who used to talk about it, the leap of faith. You know, you can get so far, he kind of talked about it as an example, two mountaintops, like right next to each other, two cliffs, but in between them, it could even be 1 inch. And somehow or another, you have to get from one to the other, and there is that space where you're sort of over the sky. You just got to take the leap. That's so true about faith in our life. So we got to recognize the power of faith and that leap of faith. This is a day to take the leap, you know, and recognize that God is in our lives and that ultimately that jump is going to be a jump to faith, not from faith, but to faith, and kind of get us to the other side. Hey, here's you too. This is called One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? Go without. Love is a temple.
one, you know, there is a certain unity about Easter, and I think that's an important thing to see. First of all, there's a larger unity, right? A unity with our Jewish brothers and sisters who celebrate Passover, too. We recognize that, you know, the link that we share of people of faith in this world, good faith, faith that looks out for the other person, the best of faith, you know. But then there's another thing about this resurrection for we who are Christians, you know. There's something about that that's important to see, too, in our lives, that this resurrection, this Easter Sunday, is for everybody. It's not for the people who go to Mass every day. It's not just for the people who are priests. It's not for nuns alone. No, it's for all of us. Every single one of us have this experience of Easter. So celebrate this regardless of where you are in the continuum of faith, you know, and recognize the power of what this day means. It means that it doesn't end with struggle. It ends with victory. Even on this earth, it ends with victory. And so there's something very powerful about this day. So yeah, get a bunny and bite his head off and enjoy it. You know, a chocolate bunny, that is. But celebrate that gift of faith, because that's what matters in the end. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Peep, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.